This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Of supporting the troops and detaining the suspects, money for the Pentagon and a principle of justice conflict on Capitol Hill, or do they? On this Friday, December 16th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So the principle of unlimited detention of terrorism suspects, even if they are Americans, it's a part of the defense bill on Capitol Hill. Uneasy agreement this morning, or has the Obama administration simply caved? Weekend movies, the debate set up in Iowa, and we talk about a telegram that may have helped a nation to be born 40 years ago. What's on your mind? The end of the war in Iraq.
My name is Margaret. I see this war in Iraq as a folly created by an egotistical George W. Bush. I don't know how he sleeps at night. He and the people in his administration are responsible for well over 100,000 deaths.
Tell us what you think. We know you're not shy. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's check the morning's headlines.
The first in the nation Iowa caucuses are 2.5 weeks away, so this is the last chance for Republican candidates to make their arguments on the debate stage. Here's frontrunner Newt Gingrich.
I believe I can debate Barack Obama, and I think in 7 3-hour debates, Barack Obama will not have a leg to stand on in trying to defend a record that is terrible and an ideology that is radical.
The former House Speaker came under fire, though, from Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, primarily for his consulting work for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
I was trying to see these two entities put into bankruptcy because they frankly need to go away. When the speaker had his hand out and he was taking $1.6 million to influence senior Republicans to keep the scam going in Washington, D.C.
Gingrich's conservative credentials came under question as well. But meanwhile, Fox News moderators tried to pin down Mitt Romney's views on abortion.
With regards to abortion, I changed my mind. With regards to abortion, I had the experience of coming into office, running for governor, saying, you know, I'm going to keep the laws as they exist in the state. And they were pro-choice laws, so effectively I was pro-choice.
No flip-flopping from Ron Paul, though, ever. He maintained his very fervently anti-war, anti-interventionist views.
Why were we flying a drone over Iran? Why do we have to bomb so many countries? Why are we in, have 900 bases, 130 countries, and we're totally bankrupt?
Rick Perry, the one-time frontrunner, has now faded further down into the pack. He looked to the gridiron for his inspiration.
There are a lot of folks that said Tim Tebow wasn't going to be a very good NFL quarterback. And so, but am I ready for the next level? Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
That turned out to be the most memorable line of the night. We'll get a full debate recap with Takeaway contributors Anna Salen and Ron Christie later on.
Another deal, another averted government shutdown. Both houses of Congress will vote today on a more than $1 trillion spending package that was agreed to last night. And it looks like the payroll tax will get a 2-month extension while Congress figures out how exactly to pay for it. Army Private Bradley Manning makes his first court appearance today in Fort Meade, Maryland. He's accused of downloading huge amounts of classified documents and handing them over to WikiLeaks, which published the material. Literary critic and journalist Christopher Hitchens has died after a battle with cancer. He was known for his essays in Vanity Fair, for his best-selling manifesto, God is Not Great, and tributes are pouring in from all over the world. His fellow atheist Richard Dawkins writes, Christopher Hitchens, finest orator of our time, fellow horseman, valiant fighter against all tyrants, including God. Hitchens was 62 years old. Looking at the markets now, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street at this hour. The Dow gets underway at 11,868. The S&P opens above 1,215. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,541. Coming up in a few minutes, President Obama has said he will not veto the National Defense Authorization Bill. Does that mean he is endorsing provisions that would allow citizens suspected of terrorism to be detained indefinitely? What are your thoughts? AB from Massachusetts texted us this. It's absolute madness that the whole country was not in arms over this. This is the biggest power grab by the executive branch in this country's history. This one act just decimated our Bill of Rights, despite the fact that I worked tirelessly to get him elected. I believe it's time for Obama to go. Give us your view. We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. Give us your view at 877-8MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.